On May 4th, 2010, as part of a fundraising tour for the fan-funded documentary project with Derek Jensen, NCIV, longtime social media activist and internet media guru Frank Lopez was at the Kitchener-Waterloo Community Center for Social Justice presenting Hopium, Confronting Fascism in the Obama Era. AWOL Radio had a chance to speak with the host of Submedia TV's popular weekly newscast, It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine. And I hope you like what you hear as much as we did. We'll talk to you later. Okay, I'm here today with Frank Lopez, a.k.a. The Stimulator, and I'm going to start off with taking one from his book. How the fuck are you?
I'm doing pretty fucking good.
That's great. So what brings you to KW today, or yesterday, I guess?
I came here on a mini tour showing clips from the motherfucking show. It's called It's the End of the World, as we know it, and I Feel Fine. Also showing clips from my film, upcoming film called NCIV. And also showing some of my mashup work and some of my crime thing films, just to spread the spirit of making trouble.
Sure. What's with the title of the presentation? Hopium, Confronting Fascism in the Obama Era.
I think that a lot of young people in the United States and across North America bought this idea that a good-looking, young, smart black man elected to the highest office in the United States could actually bring change. And that's an idea that I'm trying to dispel, and me and many other people, that change can come through the electoral system, through the ballot box. And as we've seen time and time again, a lot of Obama's promises that he made during the campaign have been broken, and as we've seen time and time again, he keeps siding with the bankers, he keeps siding with groups that do environmental destruction, and he keeps wanting to push for supposed alternative energies that continue to destroy the planet. So I think that it's important for folks to not to be reminded that that things are happening outside of the election cycle, and that we got to keep fighting. And I just also want to remind people that now he's in office, and like, look what he's doing.
Cool. How about NCIV? How is that project coming along?
It's coming along great. I am about more than 50% done with it. I hope to put a few marathon sessions this summer and complete it for a fall tour, and then just do about 60 cities in North America.
Cool. And as I'm thinking of the end of civilization, I'm thinking of June 2010 in Toronto. What are your thoughts on the G8 G20?
I think if you have the means and the time, you should come here and join up with any of the affinity groups or any of the groups who are doing all kinds of different actions and cause some trouble for the rulers of the planet. I think I think that these sort of convergences are very important. They're very important to hijack the mainstream media messages being put out there. Also to let the leaders know that we are going to be in control and not them. And they also help with folks who are green. When I mean green to the movement, I mean new to the movement, to get politicized and to meet and to know that you're not alone out there. That to meet people who are doing inspiring and amazing work.
Right on. Now you were working with the Vancouver Media Co-op, still are, and you kind of were bottomlining a little bit of the convergence media out west during the Olympics. How do you think that went for the Vancouver Media Co-op and for indie media in Canada?
It was amazing. It was amazing because we were able to show that people-powered media. It's still more effective than corporate media, and not only that, but also media outlets that purport to be people powered, the so-called social media movement, and we completely outdid everybody in terms of reporting what the Olympic resistance movement was doing, and nobody could touch us on that, and nobody could touch us because. We gathered over 40 volunteers from all over across North America who came and to provide media workers and expertise to basically bring news directly from the streets and not from the games. And I'm again, to go back to the G20, I'm hoping that the same sort of thing happens there, that we are able to kickstart the independent media movement again in Toronto, as we did in Vancouver. So the long-lasting benefit of this whole thing, at least for Vancouver right now, is that we have a media center, we have people who are volunteering to cover the news from a local perspective, and hopefully inspire the next wave of independent media makers.
How long have you been doing submedia? Your website.
The website?
Submedia, I guess, overall.
Yeah, submedia since 94. I wanted to do a multimedia project about marijuana. Back then, I was a big marijuana activist, and I did a CD-ROM that told the unpublished story, but the story about the hemp plant and the marijuana plant that doesn't get put out there on the mainstream media. And I was trying to basically continue on the work of Jack Harar and other underground publishers, but actually bring it outside of the book format into a multimedia format. So, long story short, the group that I created was called Subversive Media, and after some prodding with some friends, we shortened it down to Submedia, and we've been creating media ever since.
And the webpage. I guess the webpage and the video podcast are...
Right. Webpage went up like 99, 2000, and if you really want to see some embarrassing shit, just go to the archive.org and click on the Wayback Machine, and you can actually look about how shitty the website was. And it was not just political stuff. We were also producing music videos for our local bands in Atlanta and doing all kinds of other stuff. And video on the internet back then was in its infancy, but we were definitely like in love with that. So really, after 9/11 happened, I think that we kicked things into a little higher gear, and I started doing crime thinking inspired films around 2003, and in 2006, in November of 2006, I started doing It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine. And so that's really kept me busy for the past 4 years.
Cool. And I was wanting to, finish on this question, other than the classic question of anything else you want to add, but how and why do you keep doing submedia?
Partly it's for my own sanity. I feel like I need to get things off my chest on a regular basis, and it's certainly an outlet for me to do that. But also, I feel that video is a very powerful medium, and I can deliver radical information very cheaply to a large audience, and I think that it's absolutely necessary that radical media keeps being out there and also being not to give myself some props, but also being somewhat of a quality nature and not sloppy or crappy, but there's some heart and some creativity and some love put into that as well. So I'll continue doing it until I get tired of it. But like so far, it's just something that it just keeps me going. It keeps me alive.
Right on. Well, I'd say the props are well deserved, because it is well put together. People have been enjoying it. I sure have been. So I guess anything else before we have to send you off on a bus?
Well, Kitchener is a fantastic KW, as people call it. It's a fantastic city, and there's great opportunities for people to get involved here. And I think people should contact Dan and the folks at AWOL and go to the KW. Community center for social justice, and get involved, because there's plenty of opportunities to try to fix problems in this community and get involved. And we'll see you at the G20 in Toronto.
Oh, of course. All right. Thanks a lot.
Awesome.